Today, October 14th, is the feast day of Saint Callistus, Pope and Martyr. He was the 16th Pope after Saint Peter. He was only Pope for 5 years, from the year 217 to 222. His life was very fascinating and interesting. He was actually born as a slave in the imperial household. He was put in charge of the money in a bank. Apparently, somehow he lost the money. He fled from Rome, was eventually captured, brought back to Rome. When he tried to get the money back, he caused some disturbances, and then he was arrested again and sent to the Sardinian mines. Eventually, he was released from the mines, and he earned his freedom, so he's no longer a slave at this time. He then was ordained a deacon by the Pope and put in charge of the cemetery, which now bears his name, the cemetery, the catacombs of St. Callistus. So he was put in charge of, as a deacon, the cemetery along the Appian Way, where the early popes were buried. He became a close friend and advisor to the Pope, and after the Pope's death, he himself was elected as Pope. And this would cause a schism, because the other man who sort of was in the running for Pope was Hippolytus, who after losing this election became the anti-Pope. And for 18 years it was a schism between the true Pope and the anti-Pope. Eventually Hippolytus was to come back into the good graces of Holy Mother Church on his deathbed. Hippolytus died as a martyr for the faith. But the schism lasted for 18 years until the year 235. During the 5 years that Callistus was Pope, he originated the observance of the Ember Days. He said that the Church could absolve sins of those who had renounced their faith during the persecution of the Church, who had committed other sins. So he was wanting to extend mercy and forgiveness towards repentant sinners. The anti-pope Hippolytus was opposed to that. Hippolytus was a man of rigor and said, no, if they have sinned, they're not supposed to be absolved. But Callistus was able to manifest the true mercy of Christ, Christ the Good Shepherd, that can reconcile sinners who have true repentance. Even if they've committed sins in the past, they can be restored to the good graces of God and Holy Mother Church. Callistus also fought against some of the early heresies, the adoptionist heresy, the modalist heresy. The modalist heresy was a heresy against the Trinity, where the heretic said that there was only one person in God who manifested himself in three ways, as a Father, as a Son, as a Holy Spirit. This, of course, was condemned by Callistus, who upheld that there was one God, three divine persons. Callistus was martyred during a riot in the city of Rome in Trastevere. There's two different accounts. One account says that he was lynched by the angry mob. Another said he was thrown down a well with a millstone around his neck. His tomb was undiscovered until the year 1960. And then it was discovered, and I would learn much more about this saint. Father David, who studied 4 years in Rome, he preached his very first sermon at the tomb of St. Callistus in the catacombs as a deacon. I had the privilege also of saying Mass in the catacombs of St. Callistus. So it is a wonderful experience when you have the chance to go to Rome, to go to the catacombs, to see where the early Christians were buried, where the popes were buried, or even some of them gave their lives for Christ in the catacombs. And so we pray today, St. Callistus, pray for us.